Hey everyone, and welcome to another Black Minecraft podcast episode. I am so sorry about this episode being late. It was supposed to be an episode that I had recorded a few days ago, but during that recording, the lights ended up going out and everything like that. And I guess when I was replaying the episode earlier this morning just to make sure that I was going to upload properly, it was corrupt. I now know what the sound of power going out sounds like audio-wise. It was scary. I thought it was like a whole entire alien. But anyways, so I wanted to talk to you guys about an experience that I had of course, a Minecraft experience that I had for Martin Luther King Jr. Day this year. Now, for any of you all that watch my content, you guys know that for this year, last year, and the year prior, I have been actually showcasing the Martin Luther King Jr. Day server. It's a Java server. I have been showcasing that. Actually, it was created by a team that works for LA Works. Big shout outs to them. And the first year, I actually helped to work on it. I created several skins of different activists, both activists from the civil rights movement, you know, decades ago, to even our current activists that we see today. And, you know, so having the ability to do that has been awesome. So this year, I wanted to kind of give you a brief summary of how it went. And I will actually have within the description, I will also have a link where you can actually watch my experience with this server for this year. So every year so far, the server has gotten a little bit bigger with things. So they've been adding more things to it every single year, which has been amazing, adding more representations through the NPCs. Really, really, really amazing stuff. So this year, one of the elements that I loved seeing so much was the Little Rock 9. They actually showed the school, and of course Little Rock being Arkansas. So they actually showcased the school. Of course, it was just everything on the outside, but there was so much put into this project. They actually showcased a lot of the outside of the school, but also had some great narrative to go with it, you know, some great narration. It was a self-guided tour, so it was really cool. You know, you got to like go to your different areas and stuff, but that was one of the spots that I really did love the most. So much great work and understanding of architecture went into creating and designing this Minecraft world, this Minecraft experience, really. So that was really great to see that. Of course, they had the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, with actually depicting the March on Washington, depicting the I Have a Dream speech. And it just, oh gosh, it's just so great. Like, I love, 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 love seeing that. And I know that there's been a lot of controversy lately over Martin Luther King Jr., infidelities. Look, I don't care. It's none of my business. Like, half of the people listening to this podcast, I'm sure something happened in their family that, you know, whatever. Anyways, I don't care about those controversies, because what I care about is the main thing. And the main thing is that the stories, well, not even stories, but the real life events were depicted within this server. And they have been for the last, you know, 3 years of them doing this. But every single time I go into the server, there's just so much more new, like just so many more new things that are within the server that I just love so, so very much. Like, I'm a big person when it comes down to history, when it comes down to actually celebrating Black history. So another thing that is depicted on the server is the National Museum of African American History and Culture. That is the full name of the museum. That, and mind you guys, I'm on Google right now just so I can make sure I have everything correct. That is actually located in Washington, D.C. as well. I believe the area is still considered National Mall. So I think that whole entire area is considered National Mall. So it was really cool to learn about that museum. Like, I think it's so amazing. Fortunately, in the United States, well, it can be unfortunate, it just all depends. But fortunately, in the United States, we actually have museums about African American history and culture. I know that in other parts of the world, they don't. Or if they do, it's like, you know, it's probably something very small. So I really love the fact that this does exist, of course. I appreciate it. And it was really fun to know that it was not only depicted, but that it was mentioned within the actual self-guided tour. I really, you know what, we might be able to have some special guests on the podcast. I really should go ahead and ask them if they would like to be on the podcast, because I mean, it is still Minecraft related, and they, like, the people who put this together actually had to learn about Minecraft, and, like, you know, there were builders, people making skins, people fact checking for you know, like, for the facts being put in, people making sure that everything can be playable, like all different types of things. And they actually added mini games into this year's segment, like some really, 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 really good mini games. Yes, I did cheat, I think, on the mini game on one of them. I think I did, but it's okay. But either way, though, it was just a really, really nice server. It was really great to be able to participate. I love being able to showcase the server, but I like the fact that it's being done in Minecraft. Now, my hopes is that it will be better suited for both Bedrock and Java on next year, because as we know, there's differences between Bedrock and Java, of course, but even just financially, you know, I know a lot of people will say things like, oh, well, I use my old laptop, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's checking about you guys. I'm talking about how a lot of people play Minecraft. You have a lot of people that, since they don't have a computer that can handle shaders and textures and all that stuff, they mainly just play Minecraft on their console, play it on their Xbox, they play it on mobile, you know. So it'd be really great if they were able to have a great experience within this server as well. So I am hoping that on next year, it is much more stabilized for Bedrock Edition as well. Because as a lot of us do know, especially looking at the creator pool of things, especially with me asking about creators, you know, asking creators when they got started creating content, why did they start creating content a little bit later when they had known about Minecraft for years prior? A lot of times they said it was because they didn't have a computer that was good enough to run Java. And so, like, that plays into my mind of, well, how many Black people, how many Hispanic people, how many Native American people are sitting back and they can't even, you know, they're choosing not to experience Minecraft. And, you know, I say choosing very, very loosely, though. But, you know, they're choosing not to have this experience because they are being basically force-fed the narrative that only Java is the best way to enjoy Minecraft. And that's not true. Bedrock Edition is very marvelous. So, of course, since we do have things like the marketplace, that's really nice. But if, say, for instance, we could have more experiences being open for people on Bedrock Edition, I feel like that would open up the doors for so many more people to start hopping on more often, even start creating the content, you know? So, yeah, so overall, the server was great. But man, next year I am so hoping for better stabilization of the server to handle both Bedrock and Java players. And I say better stabilization because, you know, whenever you do have hybrid servers, there is kind of some, you know, there are some issues that you can definitely run across when it comes down to Bedrock versus Java, the capabilities, just how things are for both players. Like, I've gotten onto hybrid servers via my phone as well as my Xbox, as well as Windows 10 Edition. And it does feel different than when you, like, pop on a Java, then you're just like, I can do everything, you know. So that is something big. But, yeah, that is definitely something I'm looking forward to, is for us to actually have, you know, just some better stabilization. I want everyone, regardless of how they choose to play Minecraft, to be able to experience this. And I especially want my Black players to be able to experience this. Now, as we all know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for equality for races to be equal, you know? So the equality wasn't just, oh, just listen to Black people, that's it, you know? But he stood for everyone. However, a really great emphasis, a really big emphasis on Black people, not only because he was Black, but, I mean, it seems like Black people have always been seen as the problem that needed to be eradicated. So that's why I like this server so much, is because of the fact that it still focuses. It still makes sure to focus on Black people, especially Black people within America. And that is something that when we do end up talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and we do end up talking about several activists that have been wanting equality for all, we often do run into these situations where all of a sudden other groups are wanting to be highlighted in the conversation. And, I mean, that's cute and all. Don't get me wrong, you know. I mean, I don't want to say that's cute because it sounds like I'm downplaying other people. But when it comes to being a Black person, you know, and I'm not just saying this because it is Black History Month at all, but just in general, because we are Black 365, 366 on a leap year, right? So when it comes down to being a Black person and you are seeing things that are emphasizing part of the positive aspects that have come, well, that, you know, there are so many positive things within the Black community, but when you're able to actually get and see these experiences in public where they are talking about Black people, a lot of times we do feel some type of way when other groups decide to go ahead and hijack it. And it's like, okay, yes, this person did stand for equality for all, but let's not get it twisted. Let's look at the time frame. Let's look at the fact that around that time, a Black person wasn't allowed, even if they were an actor, they weren't even allowed to watch their own movie at the premiere because there were white actors, and it was always presented in a white theater, on the white side of the theater, you know. So that's why, like, I love this server, is that it doesn't downplay the Black experience at all. It showcases, you know, different things, especially when it comes down to, like, the Veterans Memorial and, you know, different things of that nature. Like, yeah, it does, you know, because it's part of it's part of the National Mall. It's part of the Washington, D.C. experience. You know, it is still important. You know, we're not, because, I mean, we could get into a whole entire spiel about how Black, Jesus, there's so much about how Black veterans, we could get into this so much, but, you know, it still did, though, keep the main thing the main thing, and that's something that I do love, being able to see our amazing activists throughout time, being able to see them come to life within Minecraft. Like, when you go into the server, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. looks at you, oh my gosh. Okay, now I'm not even going to lie to you. Yes, it scares me every time. Yeah, I mean, because it kind of reminds me of those dolls that people used to have where the eyes would, like, open. When, like, you would sit it up, it would just be, like, open. Now, I think some of them now, like, open and then, like, look at you or something. But, you know. So, like, that's one of the parts where it's just like, oh, my God. But, no. But, like, to actually just feel like you were there to see, like, people like Harry Belafonte and everything. Like to actually just, like, see the setup, to, like, really envision that you were there on August, you know, to really envision that you were there August 28th, 1963, when the speech was actually given. It's so great. And to see it being done in Minecraft, I don't know. It might just be me, you know, it just might be a me thing, but it's just, it's great. And if you guys can hear my dad in the background, I am so sorry. But yeah. But it's just so great. Like, it was an amazing experience, and I appreciate it so much. So we're going to see if we are able to get people from LA Works to go ahead and do a podcast. And I want them to be able to do it this month. So you know what? Tomorrow in the morning, tomorrow being Friday, I will go ahead and send them a message. Like I said, I mean, I actually helped work on it the first year. I know the people. I know that there's probably going to be people like, Janie doesn't know them. No, I do. You know, so I will actually go ahead and send them a message and just be like, okay, you know, let's go ahead and have a chat. Like, because that's why I don't want to give you guys too much. Like, I'll give you guys links. So you guys could see my experience, but I don't want to give you guys too much detail because if I'm able to go ahead and get this interview, right, I don't want to take away from their experience. You know, I want you guys to hear their experience and not feel like, oh, it's just going to be like, you know, they're just going to be talking about the same thing she was talking about. They're going to say the same stuff. So that's why I'm saving some of the juicy, juicy details because I want to be able to go ahead and get this interview. So, yeah. So, everyone, I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to me talk. And thank you, everyone, who is supporting the Patreon server. I truly do honestly appreciate it. It helps so very much. Shout out to all of the creators who are out there doing their thing, letting people know all about Black history, people who also do it 24/7, 365. I appreciate it. Whether or not you are doing this on the internet or you're doing it face to face, you do matter, and I like you're helping. Whether or not people are listening to you, well, no, people are listening. Whether or not they act like they're listening to you, you're still making a difference. Whether or not they tell you that you are making a difference, you're still making a difference. There are several of us who have had teachers that have been talking and we'll act like we're not listening when we are kids, but like 20 years later, good Lord, 20 years later, we will like still think about the stuff that was said. So regardless of how you are getting this information out, you are valuable. And also thank you to all of my non-black listeners of various things who still go ahead and share things, who are still willing to learn things. And thank you to everyone who is non-black but is still a person of color, who you guys are still sharing your cultures. You guys are actively sharing your cultures. And you guys are letting people know what's really going on with your culture. You're letting people know about the different types of foods you like to eat. You're letting people know about the things that are important within your culture and the things that, you know, you guys are going through, whether it be good, bad, happy, sad. So I just appreciate all of that. And of course, all the information can be found within the description box, somewhere either below to the side, wherever it is you guys are listening to this podcast. We are on all major platforms. So wherever you guys are listening at, I hope you guys do get all of the information. And I will actually talk to you guys, hopefully, I don't want to quote and say tomorrow. I will talk to you guys by Monday, yet again. So thank you guys so very much, and enjoy your night, enjoy your morning, enjoy your afternoon, whatever time you are listening to this. Make sure you guys do go ahead and enjoy. And once again, happy Black History Month.